98.1 KZE. It is MK with you Wednesday, 4 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for Friends Day. I am delighted to welcome to the studio an artist whose songs I have played quite a bit here in the afternoon drive, but meeting for the first time in person today from Norfolk, Connecticut. Please welcome Mike Cobb.
Hey, MK. Thanks for having me. Well, this is a song called Sick Show. Gonna need the harmonica for this. Just a second.
Oh yeah, do your thing. It's hard to have you're the one man band arrangement right now.
Yeah. Just need the walking drum.
There we go.
Don't you wanna watch them go and not return again? Aren't you tired of the sick show? When will it ever end? Didn't I try to tell you so?
KZE. Mike Cobb is my guest in the studio today from Norfolk, Connecticut. Mike, it's so good to finally meet you.
Likewise.
Yeah, I've been a fan of your music for a while. Of course, you have the Bezos song that really resonates with me.
Thanks.
I liked that one, too. What was that one called?
That one is called, the on-air title is Sick Show.
Okay. Appreciate that.
For FCC reasons.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about kind of your path in life and in music, and you've been all over the world, and I assume playing music the entire time too, right?
Yeah, as much as I can, definitely. I mean, I didn't really pick up guitar until I was 20, mm-hmm. which is a bit late, but I played many years of air guitar, which I actually think helped because I was really wanting to do it for so long and visualizing it and spending a lot of time listening. I grew up on great music thanks to my parents' awesome collection of vinyl records, which I still have. And just always wanting to do it, and then finally got around to doing it in college and picked, you know, came to me quickly, I think because of that.
Yeah.
And then after a few years, had started a band, and then following year, somehow freakishly got a major label record deal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What's the band called?
That was my college group called the Lincoln Brigade.
Right.
And we got signed to Island Records.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a roller coaster ride, you know, like dream come true. Funny enough, I was a DJ in high school. My high school had a radio station, and my college, University of Oregon, did as well. And back in those days, in the 90s, you were able to, when we'd get CDs, sometimes they would send you these books of all the record company reps and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So the drummer and I were like, we should make a demo tape and send them out. And we did about 20 of those, and then Island responded. And it was wild. You know, we got like in advance and had some pretty big shows and stuff. And then it kind of went Spinal Tap and dissolved. But we did make a good record. It's on SoundCloud. It's called Static Electric now. At a really good studio in New York. And
yeah. What a crazy thing to experience at, you know, like college age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. Yeah, like... That group, Cake, who I love.
Love Cake.
They opened for us.
No kidding.
That was funny. We were like, who are these guys? The trumpet. They're awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild.
And they blew up.
Yeah.
And we got to open for Oasis on their first U.S. tour.
Man, oh, man.
So some real, you know, had a taste of the big time. And maybe because of that, also because I've always loved music, I haven't been able to let it go since.
Oh, nor should you. Yeah, I mean, you're a talented songwriter, talented musician, and yeah, I mean, at whatever level you choose to be doing it, it's always worth doing.
Yeah,
which is kind of the idea behind Friends Days. You know, I'll have folks coming through who this is their career, and I'll have folks coming through who you know, just write songs for fun on the side. And you know, but I think it all deserves to be heard.
Yeah, and you know, there's so much interesting stuff out there. I met a lot of musicians through Craigslist or whatever, mm-hmm. and started playing with a guy in Litchfield, and super talented and quirky, interesting songs, and but like, you know, he's just on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. That's one of the things I love best about this country is the creative talent that's out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this area in particular. And yeah, we were talking also a little about Northwest Connecticut, because as you know, that's where I grew up too.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear that there's kind of a good independent music scene there now, and there's places to play, because, you know, I tell this story a lot of how I ended up in the Hudson Valley, which was that I had never really been a place with a music scene. I didn't like really experience that in Litchfield back in the early 2000s. So it's nice that it's kind of popped up now.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a place, you know, as a teen I wanted to get out of, because it was, there wasn't this way of connecting that there is now with social media or even things happening.
Yeah.
But now, little by little, there is, and the Berkshires are cool. There's stuff, pretty rich music scene going on there, and starting to happen more in Northwest Connecticut. Yeah, and you know, just, I lived in New York City and Brooklyn for a long time, and been way easier to connect there because the population density.
Sure.
So here you just gotta drive further.
Yeah. But I also, you know, and I'm repeating myself a little bit from a podcast episode that I had the opportunity to do that came out earlier this week, where we talked all about the Hudson Valley music scene. But, you know, also I lived in the city when I was a lot younger, and I played a little bit of music when I was there, and I found it a lot more competitive and a lot more like, you know, people were sort of trying to edge each other out. Whereas like, as soon as I came to the Hudson Valley and started playing open mics, I found it much more collaborative, where people were, you know, interested in each other's music and, you know, would come up to you after the show or the open mic or whatever and, like, you know, say, oh, I liked your songs. Do you want to play together sometime? Try jamming, try writing, whatever. And I didn't really have that experience in New York City, maybe just because I wasn't that good. But that was my experience. And I don't know. It sounds like Northwest Connecticut is kind of becoming kind of that collaborative scene as well.
I think it has potential to be. I mean, the guy I'm mentioning, and his name is Gary Curtis, really good musician. He lived in Brooklyn for 20 years.
Of course.
So I think it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's gotten to be such an expensive place, and people, if you don't, you know, for many reasons, people moved out. And but the positive side of that is, you know, there are more creatives up in these parts, and there are opportunities. It's not as easy logistically, maybe in terms of distance, but yeah. Yeah, there's this idea that New York is, it's got it all, and it does, but how to break into that, and also how to make an impact, because you're one of millions.
Yeah, yeah, so
you can
absolutely
be like a bigger fish, maybe.
Yeah.
Here. Maybe.
Maybe. If you want it bad enough.
Yeah.
Mike Cobb is my guest in the studio. Would you like to hit us with another one?
Sure. This is a song you might have heard called You'll Never Go With Bezos Up to Mars. You know what? Switch out the harmonica.
Oh, yeah. Also, I like your harmonica playing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you got to...
Squeaky Dylan style.
No, but you have control over it, which I do not when I try to play harmonica.
It's another thing to learn, but it's not so hard.
Yeah.
If you listen to Neil Young or Dylan, I'd like to learn more, get more bluesy chops, but for now, it's the squeaky approach. But this is something else. Yeah, this is, I call it Bezos. You may drive a fancy foreign car, you may sip cocktails at the bar,
below you falling. with all the small, the damage and the scars. We spat upon this planet that was ours, and that will never go, Bezos, up to Mars. We'll never go, 'cause we
one, 98.1 KZE, Mike Cobb in the studio for Friends Day today, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz with the acoustic studio version of Bezos, a song that I really enjoy. I mean, you know, like I was saying, I don't think people tune into this station to hear my opinions, but they do tune in to hear good songs, and I like good songs that make fun of billionaires.
Hey, somebody has to.
Yeah, you know, and I like, you know, that song in particular. It's got a sense of humor, and the point of it, you know, yes, it makes fun of billionaires, but it's also the very valid point that, like, all of the accumulation of wealth, it doesn't, you will never match the level of wealth of the top billionaires, because they have not, these are ill-gotten gains. You know, you do not get to that level of insane hoarding legally.
Hoarding, maybe it's just a hoarding
problem. It is hoarding. It's absolutely hoarding. I mean, you know, again, we don't have to go down this rabbit hole too hard, but like the biblical sin of gluttony, I don't think was intended to be about food when it was written. I think it was about resources, and that's exactly what we're talking about, the hoarding of resources.
Yeah, and it's gotten to such a grotesque, surreal level. There's a couple people online on the internet who illustrate that with grains of rice. Just Google it.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy.
Oh, there's all kinds of things you can see to kind of illustrate the vastness of the number a billion, and then to have multiple billions is just, it's just not a thing anybody needs, is it?
No. And yeah, thanks for picking up on the humor. I read about one of his space explorations in like 2019 or something, and I thought, it's just a weird kind of concept that kind of sounds funny too, and somehow that all went in there. So
yeah. Mike Cobb, again, my guest in the studio. Is that part of an album that I should hear the rest of that song?
Well, I've got, it's very important, MK, to have at least 5 different bands all over the world.
I couldn't agree more.
So that's part of a project I've been working on with some Kiwi buddies of mine from in Brooklyn. Kiwi, meaning they're from New Zealand.
Right.
Great bass player, producer, all-around creative, Andrew B. White, who helps me produce that at the studio of another Kiwi friend, Stanley Mitchell, the drummer. So they're the rhythm section. And we've been chipping away at stuff, and hopefully there'll be more to come from that session. But there are at least 3 or 4 other sessions I've got in the works, and I'm trying to get them to completion. But that one is done.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I ask about albums just because I'm curious if there are other songs in that vein that you have out in the world or have been working on. But, you know, there's no rule that says everything must be part of an album.
I mean, that's my dream. My dream would be so I go to Spain a lot because my wife is from Spain, and all my buddies over there, somehow, they all have vinyl out. And so not only do I love vinyl, but just, you know, having completed project is definitely a life goal.
Yeah, a physical thing you can hold and say, yes, I made this.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's not your child.
Yeah. So working towards it, chipping away, and yeah, there'll be more to come.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have one more for us?
Sure.
Yeah, let's see.
Since you came all the way from Connecticut?
Yeah. Well, I did happen to pick a bunch of sort of topical things.
I mean, there's a lot of pressing things top of mind right now, so.
There are, and you know, some people say, don't do that, but hey, musicians, creatives, speak our minds, that's what we do, right?
I'm not here to censor anybody.
Yeah, so thank you for that, and thank you for playing my music on your show. I really appreciate the support, and such a great station in so many ways, and really appreciate it.
Cheers, likewise.
Yeah. So this one's called Right or Wrong, and it's, see if you can figure out what it's about. This side right and that side wrong, we can't seem to get along. Different, yes, but quite the same, caught up in the game of blame. Hey, who did what to who first? Hard to tell which is worse, living under bomb and gun, both beneath just one sun. Pale blue dot, our only earth, been your home since your
KZE live in the studio with Mike Cobb from Norfolk, New York, playing us some excellent music today. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, MK. Great to be here. Norfolk, Connecticut.
Did I say New York?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh. Where can we go to find your music, support you, buy your music, your merch, whatever you got?
Sure. Well, I'm on Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and I've got a pretty healthy YouTube channel to check out live videos, and we will be playing this Saturday at Second Home Lounge in Winstead, Connecticut.
Right on. Awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, MK.
We got your community bulletin board and Iron and Wine up next.